Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Pro-Hamas rallies gaining steam. Immunity in the Supreme Court. Arizona finally passes repeal and Heisman Trophy restored. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, college protests ramping up across the country. University of Texas Austin sent an email to students of a notice of dispersal order. The email says, "I command you in the name of the people of the state of Texas to disperse. And if you do not, you shall be arrested for violation of Penal Code Section 4201, disorderly conduct, 4202, riot, 4203, obstructing a highway or other passageway." These protests are now all over the country. Speaker Mike Johnson spoke at Columbia. Pretty amazing, actually. He said in front of the Columbia Library in this very building right behind us, "Columbia once awarded Winston Churchill an honorary degree. And it was Churchill who said, it is manifestly right that Jews should have a national home where they may be reunited. We believe in that principle. And today I'm here to proclaim to all those who gnash their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent Jewish students this simple truth. Neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone." One prominent video shows students screaming, "Get the blank off our campus," to Speaker Johnson. The Supreme Court today is considering whether the president is given immunity from federal prosecution for conduct while he's in the White House. Very interesting question. The case is Trump v. the U.S. If Trump loses again, which he has in two lower court decisions, then Jack Smith's case will continue on. If the Supreme Court rules in Trump's favor, then that case is over. On the third try, the Arizona State House, which is controlled by Republicans, repealed the 1864 law that banned all abortions except to save the life of the mother. Three Republicans joined with the Democrats. The Democratic governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, said she was thrilled that the House has finally decided to do the right thing and repeal the archaic 1864 near-total abortion ban. Very clear divide between progressives and conservatives shown here. Progressives point to the fact that this law is old as proof that it's bad and outdated because progressives need to progress. Conservatives point to an old law and say, see, it was even obvious back then that this was wrong. USC running back Reggie Bush, he won the 2005 Heisman Trophy. In 2010, he had to give it back to him, and yesterday, he got it back again. He lost it when it was discovered that he received around $300,000 in a vehicle that he was not allowed to get at the time, but now players are. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, as we predicted, the two news agencies most invested in destroying Donald Trump, NBC and CNN, are wildly speculating about what might have happened in the current New York City hush money case. Of course, those operations and others are producing no solid reporting about factual events. Nothing like that. Why bother to do real reporting when you can spin maybe tales full of salacious gossip and unproven allegations? This is just another vivid example of the utter collapse of American journalism. Today, hearsay and wishful thinking have replaced responsible fact gathering. There are few standards on television news, generally speaking. Imagine if dental standards headed the same direction. Anybody could be a dentist if he or she could locate your mouth. That might bring some pain, right? Well, that's what we have in the news industry. A bunch of lazy ideologues passing themselves off as honest journalists. It is absolutely painful to witness this. But even worse, it is damaging to the nation. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. We got Donald Sanchez, Matthews, North Carolina. As an evangelical, there are certain life choices Trump has made that do not escape me. I do not condone, applaud, or sanction those behaviors. However, number one, Trump is not running for clergy in chief. Number two, the other opponents in the race are far worse choices. Okay. And I think that's the overall feeling of most evangelicals in America. John McCrate, Lynn Haven, Florida. O'Reilly, watch you every night on the No Spin News. I keep hearing about America supporting Ukraine, but I never hear anything about the European countries giving their support. Well, then you're not listening. NATO is supporting, every NATO country supporting Ukraine. They don't give as much money as we do because they don't have as much money, but their support is particularly Poland and the countries that are right on that border, okay? Nobody in Europe, no NATO nations are backing away from this. They're all united in it. And that should tell you something. John, concierge member. Bill, do we still have a functioning legal system in America? What do you think it will take to put Humpty Dumpty back on the wall, Rapture or World War III? Look, certain states have effective legal systems, mostly the smaller conservative states. New York does not. Total collapse of the justice system here in New York. California, same thing. Massachusetts, not as bad. Illinois, terrible. Go state by state by state. Feds, as corrupt as it comes. Justice Department, got to clean them all out. If Trump wins, he'll clean them all out. If Biden wins, it'll get more corrupt. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 91 years ago today, a new police force emerged in Nazi Germany. The ruthless unit eliminated all opposition to Adolf Hitler through detention, torture, and murder. Here is the story of the Gestapo. The Nazi Party rose to power in 1933. On April 25th, the Führer's second-in-command, Hermann Göring, reorganized different departments in the security services. 1 year later, thousands of Germans trained in espionage and intimidation were placed under the command of Heinrich Himmler. The unit was called the Secret State Police. In German, it was abbreviated to Gestapo. The mission was simple: combat all anti-Nazi behavior. The Gestapo operated without any legal constraints. Hitler granted them the authority of so-called preventive arrest. The accused was denied all access to the court system or lawyers. Tens of thousands were detained without warning. Enemies of the state included communists, Jews, union leaders, Catholic priests, homosexuals, dissidents, intellectuals, writers, and journalists. Working alongside the SS, the Gestapo placed so-called inferior races into concentration camps. During World War II, members joined mobile death squads that followed the German army into Poland and Russia. They executed undesirables and buried the bodies in mass graves. By 1944, 32,000 Gestapo officers patrolled the Third Reich. They rarely wore uniforms, quietly infiltrating all aspects of society. The unit was officially dissolved after Germany's unconditional surrender in 1945 and then designated a criminal organization by the Allies. And here's something else you might not know. The Gestapo was just one branch of the Nazi police state. In total, five different paramilitary organizations were deployed to terrorize millions of innocent people. The most feared was the SS. For more incredible stories about America's quest to bring Nazi murderers to justice, please check out my best-selling book, Killing the SS. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.